This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Here we go. It's 8 past 12. Chad, Adam, Dave, all here. Bonus, dumber than we thought. Ask Adam anything. Bottom of the hour. Okay, Mark had the note. We have this disturbance, Robbinsdale, about 6:30. And it was supposed to be a shelter in place for that immediate block, Adam. Well, as Hennepin County is admitting, a mistake was made, and many people in Hennepin County ended up receiving the shelter in place alert when it was supposed to be for that narrow area. I think people should look at this and not, and yeah, people need to be blamed, right? What happened? Correct it. I will never, ever say this is a teachable moment. Never, ever puke, throw up.
Learning experience? Is that same? Can't say that again?
Same.
Can't say that?
Same general area. But here is what I'm going to say. If something horrible does happen, let's all hope it does not happen. Who are we going to trust? You know where I will trust? I work here. I will trust our radio station.
Yeah.
But how much information will we have?
Libs of TikTok, that's who I'm going to trust.
I will trust Steve Bannon. I will trust Marjorie Taylor Greene. Maybe that's the answer. 651-461-9226. Something really bad happens. Who are you going to trust? Wrong answers only.
Mike Lindell.
Yes. Alina Hababa. We will have, I mean, we should think, we're more prepared than ever because of all our social media platforms. It will be worse because of our social media platforms.
It is worse because our social media platform, because there's so much misinformation and at a macros level, including in this case. In this instance, I would say at least it was a macro alert instead of a micro alert and not the other. Like, let's say there was a Hennepin County emergency and
it only went to one block in Robbinsdale. Yeah. The folks at Travail know to stay inside Travail, but the rest of us have no idea what's going on. By the way, I live in Hennepin County. Nothing.
You didn't get it.
Zero. This is borderline. Tell me your rain totals. This is borderline. But if you're in Hennepin County.
Did you get the alert?
Did you get the alert?
And give us your rain.
And is it raining?
Wind, no, what's the wind speed where you're at?
And what is the wind speed? And how much are the gas prices nearby you?
Ding, ding.
Oh, my God. What a chomp thing that was. Neither one of you guys live in Hennepin County.
Nope.
And I saw some of the byplay where, well, I'm watching the Twins game, and I saw it. I was watching some of the Twins game. I was shocked. I was like, is this an exhibition game? Are they playing the Gophers? What's going on here? They were scoring and stopping a team. Oh, yeah, they're playing the White Sox.
Might as well be playing the Gophers.
Right.
No, so, I think it was interrupted on this radio station.
Do we know that? Do we have confirmation?
Yes.
It was interrupted here. Okay, falsely interrupted here. Okay? Now, I'm a DirecTV guy. I got nothing. If I have DirecTV, am I just on my own? Is that what I'm saying? Xfinity, because you're paying somebody locally.
Yep.
You know, fine, we're with you. DirecTV.
Except in cases of national emergency.
You might get a phone. Whenever I call DirecTV, I think I might get Hong Kong. I don't know. So I will get Hong Kong staying, you know, shelter in place. Pretty embarrassing. Do you have faith if something happened here in our town? Just in our town. Then we'll get to the national part of it. 651-461-9226 in the stylesfinancial.com. Talking text line. How confident are you, Adam, something bad happens just in the metro area, let's say, that we will communicate it and handle it in the right way? Because I'm inclined to say in the metro area, I still have reasonable confidence.
I do, too. I think our emergency management division of the Department of Public Safety is fairly efficient.
Yep.
Pretty good. And, I mean, speaking personally, I think I'm biased in that working in this line of work that I do, I tend to have, I think,
liberal talk show host.
Better idea of whom to look at for trusted information than I think a lot of people.
I think you would have a number of other radio stations who are not traditional news stations who also would show their skills, and they would be excellent in this also.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah.
I think in town, we would be fine. I do. And again, let's hope this doesn't happen. Nationally, I have hardly any faith at all, because it would turn into finger pointing.
Yep.
It would turn into conspiracy theory. It would turn into this is not happening. By the way, maybe it's not happening.
Yeah.
Where are you at now, Dave Harrigan, on AI? Because when I've said before, AI, my concern level, you've been kind of like, calm down. We're going to be fine. I think this election, we're not quite there yet, but it's about to be deep fake AI a palooza.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
You're okay. You don't think it's going to be that big of an issue?
No, I think there will be issue. I think there'll be, you know, isolated incidents, but I don't think we're all going to learn that an entire campaign has been faked on AI.
No, but I think information is going to be skewed, and a lot of people
that's never happened before.
Who are further influenced, it's going to be even easier to influence them. And by the way, I'm not convinced I'm going to know every time it's AI.
And it's easier for people to deny things. That's the part that concerns me, too. Like, if something is legitimate, it's just so easy now to just say, well, that's not real. It was fabricated.
You don't need AI to do that.
That's true.
You just need social media.
Yeah. Okay, so Dave Harrigan, are you with us? Locally, you're reasonably confident, even with the screw-up last night. How about nationally? Because I'm dubious. I really am. If something takes place, now, maybe we will all come together and here's what's going on and here's a central place for communications, and people are normally pointing fingers at each other and blaming that in that moment, communication is going to take place. Now, what do we get going on?
I don't think this is what we're talking about. I hope it isn't.
Because on our TVs locally.
Oh, EAS, required EAS. Weekly test.
Okay.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. I don't know if we're handling that well, because all of a sudden the three of us are like, what's that?
It used to be late at night it would happen like clockwork during Letterman.
Yes.
Always during a good point.
Cheers, too. I'd be watching Cheers sometimes.
Steve Murphy would interrupt my watching of
Steve. Yeah, thanks a lot, Letterman. Thanks a lot. One of the nicest human beings.
The soothing tones of Steve Murphy.
Great voice. Soothing. Perfect. Neither one of us is that confident. Are you confident?
It depends on what the emergency was. Nationally, it'd probably be more difficult to get people on the same page, yeah, but you know, maybe they'll use what happened here yesterday on a national basis, make it a teachable moment. You know?
Get out of here.
The mistake.
Narrative.
A
What's
mistake that's easily correctable.
Yes. All right. Where are you at? StylesFinancial.com. Talk and text line.
Number and if one. You know, if you didn't hear it on CCO, you could hear it on KFAN. Unless there's a T-Wolves game.
T-Wolves game. We're going over all the things that drive me nuts. KFAN, T-Wolves, narrative, teachable moment. Oh, my God. My head buddy.
And don't forget the snow totals.
Yes, exactly. So wrong answers only. Who do you trust? Wrong answers only. Did you get an alert last night? Are you mad that you didn't get an alert last night? Who are you calling if you didn't get an alert last night? Did Jason DeRusha actually call someone with Hennepin County when it said on his Twitter feed, I reached out to Hennepin County? Did he actually reach out to Hennepin County?
I think he physically extended his arm towards Hennepin County and said, that counts. Yeah.
I think it was Hennepin County tells me.
Yeah. Was it Hennepin County tells me? Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to look.
But. Is that Alyssa? I mean, Alyssa lives in Hennepin County also, so does she count? And how confident are you if something really bad happens at the federal national level that our communication skills are going to be excellent? Because I'm a no. I am a no. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Are we going to play Taylor songs that are worth listening to compared to the recent?
It was not a bad idea, actually. Crossed my mind as I put this one in this morning.
Are you down on the latest Taylor?
I don't think I've heard it, but I've read the articles now that has the Taylor bubble burst.
Have you heard a Funeral Dirge?
Yes.
It's basically the whole album.
Oh.
It's very morose.
Okay.
They're down. Because their
life can't be hits.
Their life's pretty tough right now.
I was going to say. So she needs a big breakup?
Yeah. Good luck, Travis, when that happens. It's not going to be good. Well, that's we're going to get to one of those questions with Ask Adam Anything in about 15 minutes. What is our music theme today, sir?
Well, we have made it yet another year. We've hit April 23rd. It is, of course, as you both know, National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. So we have songs where the artists are indeed talking like Shakespeare, making a lovely reference to the old bard.
Wow. La-dee-da. Okay, yesterday, Hennepin County, the false alert should have been just Robbinsdale. Did you get an alert? Did you not get an alert? Wrong answers only. Who would you like to get an alert from? And if it was at a national level, do you trust our communication skills coming together, fair, accurate, reasonable information? I'm a no. Among the wrong answers, Alex Jones. Yeah. I don't want Alex Jones telling me, although I will say this.
He's a demon. She's a demon.
Alex Jones, 420 is also Adolf's birthday.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Correct.
Alex Jones put out some sort of tweet just calling Hitler an awful person, right? Something like that.
Good on you, Alex.
Bold statement. However, if you look at the replies, the number of people calling him a sellout is get in your basement, and never leave your house ever again. Alex Jones ripping a guy who murdered, destroyed, killed 6 million people, and probably would have tried to kill who knows how many millions more, calls him out, edgy, bold. Who else would have done that? And some of his followers, what's happened to you? My God. Manti Te'o.
Yeah, that's very good.
How about that one? How about the Manti Te'o? I live in Robbinsdale, 4 blocks from the incident, didn't receive anything, but my cousin in Osseo got the alert. It's probably not good. I remember when we used to check Twitter for urgent information from the airport, etc. No longer trust X for anything. You're more down in X than I am.
And it's not that that information doesn't exist. Is that it's no longer at the top of my where it used to be. You pull it up,
yep,
and it was right there, the latest news, and it's not anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. I was in Robbinsdale at the time, and I didn't get the alert. I mean, that's, I mean, seriously. I got in Champlin, looked online, couldn't find the info, went to bed. Here in Bloomington, we saw the alert on TV. I never saw it lift, though, which worried me. That would worry you, right? I mean, if you're watching and you see that on the TV and there's no follow-up, do we feel like...
What's your next move, then?
That's what I was just going to say. I'm going to the internets. And what if the internet doesn't have anything?
You actually pick up the phone and call your police department?
I'm not leaving my place.
Yeah.
Dave, what's your next move then?
Safe room.
Percentage of people who actually have a safe room?
Not high.
I know one person.
Do you? I don't think I know a person. 5%? That seems high to
me. Lower.
Like, what do we get? Like, are we calling it like a shelter? Like, with canned goods and just in case?
I'm thinking a place where you can hop in, you can lock the door, they can't get in from the outside.
I think over around 5%.
Really? Okay. If of the folks who are, they have it, how long can they stay in said safe room? If I say a month, that they have enough stuff in there for a month, what's your guess?
It's probably fair, I think.
Dave?
Lower than 5.
Okay, but of the people who have it,
oh,
I honestly think they could stay in there for like 6 months. I think if you're that committed to have your safe room.
It's a lot of Pop-Tarts.
I mean, you got canned goods, you got weapons, you got TVs, you got a toilet.
Yeah, good luck lasting that 6 months mentally.
Yeah. I hope you got the Odyssey app, you know. I mean, let's go there.
Naturally.
Josh chimes in and says the California psychics told him. I was in Honolulu when the alert went out about an incoming ballistic missile. I have zero confidence in the government's ability to use cell phones properly. Remember that?
Could you imagine that? Oh.
How many years ago was it? 5 years?
5 years ago, probably.
Can you look that up? Think about that. That's what we had. How would you handle that? You look at your phone, an attack is about to take place in Rosemount.
January 13 of 2018.
So we're pretty close. Can you read the story more, what it said? Bring back Max Headroom for the truth.
There's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Pepsi commercial.
If anyone would want us to attack us, they should do it at 1 p.m. on the first Wednesday of the month. No one would pay attention. I got on AOL, asked Jeeves about the alert. Regrettably, I had trouble with the dial-up, so nothing happened. Your distaste for how modern KFAN is ironic. When 830 was stuck in the 1930s and Jerry Trafkin with it together. My distaste. I only have immense respect. The person totally missed my point. I said.
I think that's a frequent texter who likes to point that out from time to time.
Okay. It's the exact opposite. But everybody over there is still a very good friend of mine. I think the station is fantastic. And by the way, I think in most crises when I was there, we kicked the station's butt. And I think they still do a great job. So That's a doofus. Apparently I fell for it. George Santos, sure. George Santos would be helpful. Would be nice to hear if Adam caught a fish.
A couple of them.
If you're going on trips by yourself, you'd be able to do spend 6 months in the shelter. So he was talking about taking a trip out to Vegas by himself. Then we found out he had friends also out there. Does that count as going on a trip by himself? Because he had dinner with them.
He traveled by himself.
Stayed by myself.
Stayed by yourself. Met up with folks at the concert, I assume, and
saw each other briefly at the show. And then had we had dinner and then went to the show the second night together.
Sat in the same area?
No, not even close. And didn't see each other after the show.
You went on a trip by yourself.
Thank you.
When did you find out they were going?
When they announced those shows, those people said there was a group of people that were wondering
those
about getting
people.
I was going to say, are they listed in your phone as those people?
So they were making efforts to get tickets and when it got closer to the show, they reached out again. Are you going? I said, yeah, I got tickets to this night. And they said, oh, we're going this night, and maybe we'll see you out there.
Dobies.
No, that's a Dobies. Solo travel.
Different
experience.
Flights. One yep. came from a different state.
Brian Williams, as Trump's yes. communication director, only person I trust. Pretty amazing how Brian Williams did last and still was great. But man, oh man, did he lie horribly.
He misremembered.
Okay. Okay.
Being in a helicopter assault.
I mean, and the story kept getting blown up even further, you know. All right, let's have some fun with Ask Adam Anything. Ask Adam Anything. What do you got? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.